Warning, content not suitable for children. Listener discretion advised, yo. Screaming Chewy Show, your source of entertainment and overall fuckery. And the show starts now. This episode is brought to you by W Energy. Tired? Craving an energy drink, but you don't want to feel shitty and jittery afterwards? Well, try W. W Energy has this Neurofactor. It's a patented all-natural coffee cherry extract to help fuel you. Yeah, this ingredient is what gives W its laser-focused and fast reflex effects, making it perfect for gamers. So, whether it's just had a long night, you know, just need some energy to go to work, maybe a pre-workout, or you want to get some gaming done, W is for you. I highly recommend this. And they got some amazing flavors as well. Very creative too, such as Dragonade, right? Dragonberry and Lemonade, Galaxy Grenade, Beach and Peach. Yes, delicious. It's basically Kool-Aid that gets you pumped. So what the hell are you waiting for? Check them out at dubby.gg. That's dubby.gg. Yeah, and guess what? And for 10% off at checkout, enter this coupon code, right? I got you. It's Screaming Chewy SH, all right? All together, caps. Screaming Chewy SH. And yeah, you got 10% off. Dobie, check them out. Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. And today we got a special guest, very talented composer and singer, Mr. Loyalty. How you doing, bro?
My brother Chewy, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here, Mr. Loyalty, in the house. I'm super excited, super ready, and just ready to get this going, brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh yeah, man, and thank you for coming on, man. Like I was telling you earlier, I just heard your song Dinamita. And you blew me away, man. You are very talented.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
And you know, you come from a lot of backgrounds, you know, different. It's very different. I didn't expect it to be in Spanish, to be honest, bro.
It's something that we're working out there, you know, Dinamita, Dynamite for those. That don't know what dinamita means in Spanish is definitely dynamite. So it's something explosive. You can hear it from the beat all the way from the lyrics. And, you know, we just touching and trying new different things for sure.
Oh, and it gets you moving, bro. It gets you moving. I could totally hear that in the clubs, bro. Totally.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
And that's one thing about Spanish music I like, bro. It gets the girls' culos moving, bro, you know?
They got to get it shaken, brother.
Right? Especially after a couple drinks, you know, get a little down, have some fun, you know?
Of course. That's what it makes you do.
But tell me about yourself, man. How long have you been doing music?
Brother, I started my musical career, you could say, at the 2012. And from there, it's been an up and down. You know, as an independent artist, you kind of go through a whole loop and a whole in and outs and, you know, life, you know, but I've been doing music for almost what, 8-10 years around there somehow. Yeah, brother.
Man. And you know, as an independent artist, it's so much harder, bro. Like it's so much more work, you know?
Oh man. Yeah. Like you saying, everything kind of depends on you. You gotta really trust your insights and your thoughts, your feelings, what you're working with. And luckily, it's been a learning curve for me. I don't say it's been bumpy or hard, but it's been a learning curve for me. And now that we're working with Power Scheme Music, I'm here at the Screaming with Chewy show. It is something that you gotta, you know, believe in yourself, keep working for it, and eventually it's gonna start, you know, paving and showing you which way to go with the music and everything.
Yeah, and big shout out to Powers King Music, by the way, for connecting us.
For sure, for sure. Thank you, man.
And tell me a little bit about your background, man.
Yes, so I'm originally from Honduras, La Ceiba, Honduras. And for those of them that don't know, I am an Garifuna descent male, which is a mixture of African and Arawakan Indian from the island of St. Vincent. So it's just a little bit of, you know, also bringing my Garifuna culture sound out, you know, with dinamita and reggaeton. You can also play with the drums, a little bit of maracas, you know, kind of mix it and create something new. So that's definitely always the way. That's definitely always what we are trying to achieve, something new, something fresh, but also keeping it with the roots that where we come from, you know?
Yeah, man, I could totally see that in your music as well. You know, it shows a lot, and I love that, you know, keeping the culture alive, but with a new little twist, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're always trying to innovate. And, you know, music is always evolving really fast. So we always got to stay up to date with the new trends, the new sounds, the new plugins that's going on. You know, I don't produce, but yes, I do. I do record from time to time my own, you know, studio sessions. So I kind of understand what, you know, the producer might be looking at. But you always got to stay up to date with everything that's going on because every day is changing.
Yeah, it seems like record labels nowadays, they just focus on what's trending most of the time, right?
You know, they're looking for always what's popular, what people are doing, what moves the fastest. And sometimes it's good to be in a wave, you know, who don't want to be known, who don't want to get to, you know, to a different level in their career. But I also believe that you have to have, you know, your own identity, you know, your own DNA in the music. And I believe it comes within the rhythm, what we sing about, the lyrics. And, you know, you just got to expose yourself a little bit more and trust, you know, that you're working towards something good. And that kind of always is my message, you know, just kind of believe in yourself and, you know, just know that you're on the right track.
Yeah, for sure, man, because you can't just jump on that deal right away because they'll offer you. Well, they want you to change your style, change everything.
Right.
And it's like, well, what's the point of doing it if you're not even doing how you want it or what you want? You know what I mean?
Correct. I mean, if it's not organic, you know, if it's not real, then you're not really enjoying it. You're not really enjoying the process of how to create the music, what really comes, you know, a song. I'm sorry. How to create a song, what really goes behind it. And you know, the story we have to build, you know, because it's not just about making sense. It's also about telling the story. What do you want to tell your listeners? What do you want to tell the fans? You know, what do you want to express yourself? And you just got to be able to express it in a way that gets people going, you know, and motivate them.
Yeah, very true, man, because music is one of those things that you can send a message through no matter what someone's going through, and you know they're going to hear it, you know?
That's what I'm, you know, focusing on. And we were talking just of in the backstage that you asked me, you know, how loyalty came out to be and everything. It's kind of like what I was telling you about, you know, believing in yourself. Before, in my earlier times, I used to listen to a lot of people. No, you should do this. You should focus on this, or you look better this way, or you look better that way. And it wasn't working with the craft, you know, it wasn't helping me creating the sound, the image and the look that I had that I have today. So I really had to start, you know, listening to myself and letting go of those people, the extra noise, and kind of just focus on what are we really trying to show? What do we really want to do? And where are we going? You know, so it's been a difference. We had to make some changes, but everything is working for the best. You know, when you do it with the right sense, when you do it with the right motive, I believe everything just kind of falls into place by itself.
Yeah, man, for sure. And I think that's part of growth, you know, just change things up a little bit, then kind of see what direction you're going.
Right.
But like you said, man, it's crazy how things do really fall into place.
It is. You just gotta have the faith. You just gotta have the faith. Drew, I meant to ask you. I know you interview with me, but I meant to ask you what type of music do you like? What type of music do you play? What type of music do you entertain your fans with, your fan base?
Oh, that's a good question, man. I like that. And I like all types of music. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I could be listening from like heavy metal to like hip hop, gangster rap to even like Spanish music.
Okay.
Just all kinds. Like if I dig it, I dig it, man.
Right. There you go.
I
You
and,
just go. Go ahead.
oh, you go. I just
No, I was saying you just going based on what how it make you feel at the moment.
exactly, bro.
Right.
Exactly. I just go with the vibes, man. And if I connect to it, whether it's the beat or the lyrics or just the mood.
Yes, I could definitely relate to that. I got Chewy for sure.
And like heavy metal, it's good to like if you're driving, it makes you drive fast, you know.
I would know. I have a coworker that happens to like rock and metal and all of that good stuff. So
Yeah,
for sure.
get pulled over. The officer's like, "Why were you doing 100? Man, check this song out, bro." And he's like, all right, I
Did you
got
not hear the guitar solo?
it." Right, real. Like, what's that from Lynyrd Skynyrd, "Free Bird"? That guitar solo, oh my God, bro, amazing! I don't know if you ever heard it, but that blows me away.
I'm definitely gonna tell my coworker to let me in into that one because I gotta listen to it. Now that you have mentioned it, I gotta listen to it.
Watch, next thing you know, you get a speeding ticket because of that. I'm just kidding.
Oh Lord, let's
But
not get those.
tell me about you. What inspires your music? Like the lyrics, everything, bro.
Man, living in the world that we live in, and just according to me, I try to be a good source of energy. I try to be a good positive. And positive, but yet explosive, if I may say, a rush of positive energy. I used to suffer from depression, so I know what it is to be in a dark place. I know what it feels like to feel like you're not welcoming or you're not understood, seen, heard. So I understand what those emotions are, but that's why I make my music the way I make it. It's always positive from the lyrics to the beat. I try to keep it. I try to uplift you, and because that's the type of energy that I know I can radiate, and I know I can, get a lot of people to go with. So when you bring positive lyrics or positive words to people with an upbeat, I feel like it just makes it much better, it gives you a different perspective in life.
Yes, definitely, man. And I don't know if like depression and anxiety is more a problem nowadays or people are just more open with it. But like, and it seems like me and you, like some of the happiest people you would never think suffer from something like that. But we're just good at
Right.
hiding it, you know?
You know how to hide it with a smile, they say. And that's the thing about, just talking about a little bit of depression. That's the thing that a lot of people think just because you smile, you're good. No, there's a lot of things going on behind the smile. And I just try to be as polite, I guess. Not a lot of people use that word nowadays, but I try to be as polite and well-mannered and just kind of like be a chill vibe. A lot of people have a lot of tension, a lot of commotion going on. So we just got to be that place of positivity. I don't want to sound like a what do you say? One of them people to be like praying and you follow me and everything. A cultist or whatever it's called, but
Drink
I just
the
I just want to be, that good source of energy for people, for
No,
sure.
I agree with you, man. And this crazy world is so hectic. You gotta be that, that moment of peace for somebody, or at least fun, at least make them laugh, you know?
Right. Something. Let them take something good with them home and that they can share with their family. That's for sure.
And, you know, some people ask me, like, Julie, how come you're so happy all the time? And in my head, I'm like, I want to die. But, you know, and I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just how I am. You know, you smile.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that, man. I hear that. We just got to take it one day at a time, you know. It's going to get better. It will get better. And just know that having depression is not something that works for you for life. If you put your mind and you do the work to, you know, to help alleviate that. Because I know, I know I did it. I know everybody could do it. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to. So I know that depression is something that is heavy on a lot of people. We have to remain positive and do the work if we want to get better. So that's coming from somebody who definitely went to the extremes with it. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I 100% agree with you, man. Like we talked about earlier, you know, things fall into place and you just have to trust that everything's going to be okay. You have to.
Yep. You have to. And know that you're not alone. You know, people, you know, may seem, or sometimes we just look in the wrong places. That's what I'm gonna say. Sometimes we look for attention, or when you're on depression, sometimes you look for attention in different or wrong places. And just know that if you really look and take your time, and you know who you're talking to, you trust somebody, you know, in your inner circle, or somebody you only call for emergency. That's your to go person. That's your safe place. But, you know, just make sure you make the call, because you're not alone. And people need to know that.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Reach out, because I think we all try and just go through it alone, and we take on too much sometimes, right? And
right.
It just makes you feel more alone, you know. Just mm-hmm. reach out, you know, open up to somebody.
That's right. And it's never too far, you know. You're never too far from somebody, especially nowadays with the technology that we have. You could do so much. You could be there without being there in less than 2 seconds. So, you know, it don't take that long to help. True. Yeah.
Or they can put on some Mr. Loyalty music. You know what I mean?
And bump it up. Bump up to some Dinamita for sure.
For real, man. That'll make you forget depression in a heartbeat. I promise.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, man. Thank you.
And is that the only song in Spanish, or is all your music in Spanish?
No, I would say it varies. I got some which is Spanglish, and I got some in English, and I got some in Spanish. But it's just a mix of both, and sometimes I create both. But yeah, I got Dinamita, which is the one, you know, that we're promoting right now heavily. But we also got Calling, which is a mix of Spanish and English, which is also a mix of African and Central American music mixed with a little bit of American music also. And then you have Complicated, you have so many that are coming into my head right now. Bailalo, which is a full Spanish. And you know, on and on and on. I got from bachata to like hip hop to everything. But right now we're doing mostly Afro beats. And we're just trying to create something there, you know, with our sound, with our roots and the good positive lyrics.
What is the most dangerous book you have ever read? How about Mein Kampf by the notorious leader of the Nazis, Adolf Hitler? Or the book the Beatles warned us about in their classic song, Revolution, quotations from Chinese Communist leader Chairman Mao? Maybe you would hide your copy of Bertrand Russell's Why I'm Not a Christian? Or even semi-fictional works like Salman Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses. That book had him living in hiding from angry Muhammad followers. But what about a book that is most likely not only dangerous to own and read, but could very well be illegal in many countries? Roderick Edwards' book, How to Overthrow a Government, takes the reader on a historical and hypothetical journey of revolution, civil war, and sedition. From ancient Chinese farmers turning their farm tools into weapons, to the attempted impeachment of the U.S. President Trump. This book has it all. Get it today before it's banned forever.
That give the people what they want to hear, for sure.
And the Afro beats, is that like a 70s reggae type-ish?
No, the Afro beats is something that is currently developing and blowing up very mainstream. It's mostly coming out of from Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, you know, the East Coast, the East part of Africa. So it's been developing over the years also. It started as Asanto, and from there, you know, Calypso. So it comes from, yes, way back then. But it's some very modernized now. It's some that, you know, Africans have created and bringing it out to the world. You see people from Chris Brown to Rihanna Ed Sheeran, if I'm not mistaken, his name.
Oh, yeah.
He also has an Afro song with, if I'm not mistaken, it could be Burna Boy, but, you know, I'm just bringing it out of proportion at this time. But all I want to say is there's something that's taking over. And, you know, we jumping on the wave. Like I said, you got to be part of the wave, but pick your wave.
Well, I had no idea that they were doing that. I know what you're talking about now, but mm-hmm. I never knew it went back from Africa. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, old sound, but new sound with new engineering, with new and fresh, you know, plugins and beats. You know, you got drums, guitars, pianos. It has a whole lot of things. It's like listening to a prolific or updated blues.
Oh, that's wild. That's wild.
So it's really strong. It's really, and it's soulful, you know, so it's definitely gonna make you dance. It's gonna make you dance. So that's what we're working on, bringing the Afro, bringing the Caribbean, bringing the Spanish, Latino side, you know, just bringing it all together into one. That's what we are creating now.
Oh, man, you're bringing it all together. And that shows that you have a lot of talent. You know what I mean? If you can do it all like that, bro, instead of just sticking to one genre and play it safe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's just because, you know, the way I grew up listening to everything, you know, and there's always a root sound that you stick to. And for me, it was reggae. So, you know, the base of a lot of type of music nowadays comes from the base of reggae, comes from the base of blues, the base of calypso, and you know, so on, soca, so on. And you know, so being having that Spanish side, you know, growing up in Honduras, and then also seeing how cumbia, salsa, you know, reggaeton back in the day, playero, all of those rhythms, all of those sounds kind of influenced the person that I am right now, you know, the person who's working. And because I believe I believe on creativity from bringing from some type of instrument from China to, you know, to going into deep in the jungle, Africa, trying to find a magic flute or something. You know, I believe in using all the elements and instruments that we have around to make the sound that we want to create. You know, it can only be original because you're making it original.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, you're very unique. You know what I mean? I love that you're doing all that.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, brother. We can only try. You know, we can only try. I bet even Einstein, they thought he was crazy till he started showing off all his inventions and creations. So that's what music is all about. It's a big lab where you're going to create your little perfect monster, you know?
Oh, I love that. That's very true. That's very true. People think you're crazy until they see the finished product and they're like, shit.
Oh, that's what I want. Exactly. Yeah, brother.
And tell me, how was it growing up in Honduras?
Ooh. It was definitivamente different. If I may, I'm going to speak Spanish a little bit.
Oh, sí, sí.
Si tienes personas que hablan en español, pero creciendo en Honduras fue muy fue muy esencial. Te aprendes a vivir no de lo material, porque todo tú vives de lo que es la cosecha, de la pesca, tú vives en una forma muy diferente la vida de lo que es una vida rural.
Oh, wow.
Me ayudó también a sembrar los pies en la tierra, a saber en dónde estoy caminando, porque cuando vine a los Estados Unidos, que fue a los 11 años, you get that cultural shock, ¿me entendés? Me tocó cambiar muchas cosas, tal vez la forma que hablaba, y entre otras cosas más. Pero creciendo allá pude entender lo que es la familia, lo que es el valor de una familia, lo que es cuidar tus cosas, trabajar por lo tuyo. Mi abuelo se aseguró de eso, de que siempre estuviéramos temprano trabajando en algo. So it was definitely, a different upbringing from here. Pero I feel like it's the key that's keeping me grounded,
Yes, definitely. And it made you more hardworking and you appreciate more, right? Because
Correcto. Yes.
you grew
Yes.
up living off the land and it's, surviving, right? Then you come,
Right.
there's fucking
Right.
McDonald's everywhere. And like, you know what I mean?
Right, Taco Bell's in every corner. Yeah, I mean, just on my way to school, I had to like, you would think it was a landfill, right? Just to get through school, you got to work through so much things and dangerous things on the roads, from snakes, from tall grass to, different type of animal. I don't know. It was a dangerous road, dangerous roads to school. So I always remember that with my sister. Going to school, we had to pass this boarded bridge that it was just hanging from a board, literally,
Oh my
and
God.
under it was just dirty water that if you fell in it, you'll probably turn into a little rat or something. So it was just a learning experience and appreciating what we have and what you don't have and the things that you can come out from, and just remembering where you coming from, without forgetting where you coming from. So that's definitely for sure a plus that I would say from living over there and then coming over here and understanding, how the doors are opening and how you work and, just keeping a good faith that things will get better,
And I think that makes us appreciate our parents more because my parents came from Mexico, and I think
Okay.
it makes us appreciate them more because they came here to give us a better life. They
That's
didn't come
right.
to live a better life for them. They wanted us to have a better future than they had,
Then
than
they,
better
that's right.
childhood.
That's right.
Because how you're describing your childhood, that's how my dad grew up. He grew up in Jalisco. And he was really poor. He had a lot of siblings. His dad was
Yeah.
a really bad alcoholic. He didn't work. So my dad, as a kid, he had to go fish. He would kill iguanas with a slingshot. You know what I mean? Cook them up and eat them. He lived off the land,
Right. Getting up early in the morning, go take care of, if you had cows or whatever little farm animals were available or you had at the moment, that was something, that you had to take care of too. So, bathing with water. You over here, you're used to, the warm water and you just gotta turn the knob over there. You gotta, if you want warm water, either you wait to 12 o'clock or boil the water. Because if not, it's gonna be cold water all day long.
I had to do that at my
With
nana's
the
house.
heat that makes over there, you kind of like equally. No, not really. It's still cold water. So
Yeah, that's
something to
you know that's
remember.
that's how it was in my nana's house growing up in Mexico. Like I would go over there and like, dude, I had to like, heat up the water and put it in a bucket and take that to the shower. You get a little plastic thing and just pour it on you know what I mean? And she had no AC. You just leave the doors open.
Let the doors open, windows open so the air can flow. That was the AC.
And the floor was cement, so it's all cold in the winter. You're all
Oh
barefooted.
man. Yep.
But it's how it is, and it just makes you appreciate, how your life is now, and here you are, man, making music. You know, I'm sure your parents are really proud of you, bro. You know, you've come a long way.
Oh, brother, that is definitely a fact. They are part of my biggest supporting system, I have to say. At the beginning, they didn't know how, where to begin with everything. You know, I was very young. Maybe I would say 14, 15, 16. I was trying, and I was living in New York at that time, and I was trying to get it going. You know, I was trying to find my way into the industry, the entertainment industry. And I went to this modeling agency that, you know, took pictures, took this, and especially took the money, but never came out with no work. And there's a lot of wolves out there that are doing that. They promise you this and that, and you're gonna be playing with this and that, and all of a sudden you're just back home not doing anything. And I remember this specific time where I took my mom, and I was just insisting her that I needed to do this, and I needed to do it. That was the last, I think, she has spent $500 to sign me up for this, and that was like the last, you know, the end money for the rent or anything. But as I was learning and how the game gets played, and we know we're both into this, because she don't know and she don't have any background on it. Neither does my dad. So I was kind of like, you know, the golden one, I guess, the black sheep, if you may call. That was, you know, wandering out there and just trying to do something that nobody in my family has done, you know, is to become a singer, a professional singer, or whatever, the entertainer, whatever the case may be. That's what I was thinking at the time. So it never worked. But if I would have gave up and not keep going and not believing that I have something that I want to share with the people, and I believe it's entertainment, I believe it's positive, and I would have gave up, probably I wouldn't be, you know, sitting here talking to you at your show at this moment. So that just comes to show that you don't quit. You know, you may take a long pause, but don't quit. You know, it's always about keeping the ball going, finding new ways to reinvent yourself, recreate something that not everybody is doing, and only you have that ability. Because once you start looking inside of you, you know, you definitely don't need to listen to the outside world in order to bring something in. Because remember, everything that's already here is a photocopy of somebody's, you know, thought, somebody's idea. So bring something new and that could benefit you and those around you. So we just got to keep going and till we make it through, and we will make it through.
I love that. I absolutely love that, man. And yeah, you know, just like you said, you were the black sheep. They thought you were crazy because you're trying to follow a dream. Here you are, man. Here you are.
Yeah, sure. Yes, brother. It's always an experience. It's always an experience. And a grateful one. I'm always grateful, you know, to be meeting people from all over the United States at this moment. You know, just last week I was in another podcast, another show, from Chicago, and you know, I never been to Chicago, so you know, it's opening doors, and it's beautiful to see that the seed that I once planted is starting to show a little bit of growth, and it's starting to show that it's gonna blossom into a big, beautiful palm tree with heavy coconuts.
Oh yeah, and you get to rest in the shade, bro. You know what I mean? That hard work. Man, I love it, man. And keep up the great work, man. And where can people find you? Your socials? Where can they contact you? Find your music?
I always start with the one name we all know, and that's Google. You can definitely Google me, Mr. Loyalty. MR, Mr. Loyalty, Señor Lealtad. Para las personas que solo hablan español, pueden buscarlo como Señor Lealtad. Y estamos en Instagram, estamos en TikTok, estamos en Snapchat como Loyalty Oficial HN. That's Loyalty Official with one F, HN. We are, you know, all platforms. So from Apple Music to Spotify to Google Play Music, everywhere you can find and listen to a radio or YouTube, just look up Mr. Loyalty to listen just to Dinamita and all the other great songs that we have out there. That's for sure.
Awesome, man. And I'll have the links on the episode description as well. You know, for the lazy people that don't want to Google. I'm just kidding. But yeah, man. Keep up the great work. You're gonna get there, bro. You're gonna get there.
Thank you, Chewy. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And to your listeners, brother, I just want to say thank you for the space. And, you know, I hope that you guys go listen to our songs, to the music that we are here developing. There's new music coming out real soon. But, you know, thank you for the opportunity, the space. And may you all have a beautiful, beautiful Friday for sure. And thank you, Arizona.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. And everyone listening, make sure to follow him. That way, you know, when the new music comes out, you're updated. And muchas gracias, bro. Thank you for coming on.
Gracias a ti, Chu. Muchas bendiciones en tu vida. Y gracias por este buen programa que tú tienes, bro.
Gracias, bro. You too, bro. You have a good one.
All right, brother.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. And if you'd like to support this podcast, check out anchor.fm/screamingchewy@gmail.com. Any contribution is greatly appreciated and that makes you my producer. If not, that's cool. I'm just happy you're tuning in. And hey, Screaming Chewy Show merch. Yeah, that's right, at teespring.com. Just Google Teespring, T-E-E Spring, Screaming Chewy Show. Just Google that, it'll take you right there. And yeah, you could buy hoodies, t-shirts, socks, masks. You know, if there's any stuff you'd like to see on there or purchase, just let me know and I'll add it on. And yeah, you'll be rocking, styling. Social media, don't forget to follow me on there. On Facebook, Screaming Chewy Show. I like to share memes, just make up stupid shit. Share my episodes on there and just whatever. Check out my YouTube for video versions of my podcast episodes. Also, in between episodes, I like to add me streaming. Yeah, watch me get scared playing a creepy game or die playing PUBG or some shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, just check out my YouTube and Twitter. It's at Screaming Chewy. Yeah, not Screaming Chewy Show. I should change it to that. But for now, it's just Screaming Chewy. And thanks again for tuning in. See you next week. Peace.